Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fools. Me and Granny got the blessings already done. Me and David, imagine cause I'm tossing off the cup around over what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. Hey, I'm too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have tuned in with me tonight. We have been studying trusting God in the midst of trouble. And our subtopic for tonight is the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. I just praise God that we are able to study the Word of God again together. Why don't you bow your head with me and let us pray. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We magnify your holy name, O God. We're truly thankful, Lord, because you're so good to us. And Lord God, you're merciful to us. Lord God, we pray for families everywhere, God, that need comforting. We pray that you would give them strength. We pray for families, oh God, around the world and in nations, all around the world. God, we pray for the situation in the Middle East, oh God, in Central America, Lord, in the African nations, in Europe. Lord God, up, way up north and in the south, in East Asia and in India, Lord, in all the different places around the world, Father, oh God, we thank you for what you're doing in the Caribbean. And Lord God, we just give you praise and glory for what you're doing over in Australia. God, and in different parts of the world, we know that you still hear and answer prayers, and we thank you for hearing and answering prayers right now. We thank you because you are truly our peace, and you are truly our help when we think that we have no help. God, you always turn things around for us. And I thank you right now. I'm a witness that you are a way maker. Lord, that you do hear and answer prayers. And I thank you right now. And I bless you for this moment, for this hour that we're able to study the Word of God together. Bless right now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, our main lesson will be coming from Matthew chapter 18, looking at the 21st through the 35th verse. But first, let us look at Psalms 27. And we're talking about the power of forgiveness, because in the midst of everything, we must learn how to forgive. But first and foremost, prior to getting deliverance from any situation, you must learn how to give God praise. Because when there's a praise on your lips and when there's a praise in your heart, then God is able to truly turn things around for you. Psalms 27 said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Dear friend, the Lord truly is the light. He is our salvation, and we should not fear anything at all. I know that many fear the economic situation in society. They fear this and they fear that. But I want you to understand that there's no need to fear, because God is already opening up doors for you. He is already blessing you, and there is absolutely no need for you to fear. He will give you strength. He will give you guidance, and he will help you every step of the way. every step of the way, there is nothing too hard for God to do. And I want you to put your trust in him. Look at verse 5. It says, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." And so in the midst of everything that the enemy tries to do, I will not be afraid and I will not worry, because God said that he will set me upon a rock. And when the Bible refers to a rock, it refers to a strong, sturdy place. In other words, you can't be moved. You can't be, you know, shoved down or shoved out of place. When God places you in position, nobody can move you out of that position. When God blesses you, no one can curse you. And I want you to know that Jesus is your rock and your strong tower. He is your strength and he is your guide. Look at verse 6. It says, "Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." You see, when God places you in position, when he is your strength, then even in the midst of everything, you can still give him praise. And the Bible refers to it as sacrifices of joy. What are sacrifices of joy? Sacrifices of joy are praises that bubble up and come out of my spirit, even when I actually feel like crying, even when I actually feel, you know, like not really smiling or what have you. God gives me joy in the midst of sorrow. He gives me joy in the midst of my tears. So God is still able to give you joy, but the Bible refers to it as sacrifice of joy. And so a sacrifice means I'm giving something up. A sacrifice means I'm laying something of myself aside. And so I am not just doing it just to be doing it, but I'm doing it sacrificially. You know, sometimes when you don't feel like praising God, it has to be, you know, pulled out of you. It has to be dragged out of you. And that's okay. That's a sacrifice of joy. In other words, I'm going to laugh my little heart out even when I don't feel like laughing. I'm going to sing my little heart out even when I don't feel like singing. I'm going to preach my heart out even when I don't feel like preaching. Why? Because I'm giving God a sacrifice of my time. I'm giving God a sacrifice of the fruit of my lips by praising him, by exalting him, by magnifying his name, because I know that he deserves the praise. He deserves the honor. He deserves the glory. And so I am going to bless him at all times. I am going to praise him from the morning until the sundown. I'm going to praise him with all that I have and all that is within me, because the Bible says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. And so I am going to bless God with the fruit of my lips. I am going to praise him at all times. The Bible says in the last part of verse 6, "I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Before any breakthrough, there has got to be praise. I'll say one more time. Before any breakthrough, there has got to be praise. You see, when God sent the children of Israel into battle, the praisers always went before them. The timbrel and the dance always went before them. There was always praising going up. Why? Before the victory comes, there always has to be praise. You see, when you know that you are on the brink of a blessing, there has got to be excitement stirring up in your spirit. There has got to be excitement stirring up in your heart that God is about to give you a breakthrough, that he is about to do something wonderful in your life, something awesome in your life. And if you want to see it, then you've got to begin to open up your mouth and tell the Lord thank you. You've got to be able to open up your mouth and bless the Lord and let him know that you know that he's amazing. You know that he is all that in a bag of chips. Amen. You know that God is truly inspiring you right now and leading and directing you right now, and that there's no reason for you to go back because God has already prepared a way in front of you. The Bible says in verse 8, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And if you go back to verse 7, it says, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. As we see in Psalms 27, we are always calling out to God and asking God to have mercy on us. And the same mercy that we want God to have towards us, we must also remember to show the same mercy towards others that are in need of mercy. You see, many times we want people to forgive us and we want people to be kind to us, but yet when it's our turn to do so to others, we have a tendency to draw back and not want to forgive or ask for forgiveness. And that is a problem because God wants us to reciprocate. In other words, give to others. They'll give back to you. You know, return that love that God has shed on Calvary for you and pour it out into the bowels of someone else, because God has given you bowels of mercy. He has given you bowels of joy and peace and happiness, and you must be willing to show forth those same blessings to someone else. Verse 9 says, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. I want you to know that the Lord is the God of your salvation. He is your strength. He is your help on your right hand. He is there to assist you right now. And the Bible says that God will not forsake you. You know, David was seeking God and saying, God, don't forsake me. And I want you to know, dear friend, that God will not ever forsake you. But he will always be your help. He will always be your strength. Verse 11 says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Amen. Lead me in a plain path. In other words, help me to see the way. Help me to understand the direction that my life needs to go in. Help me to move when you want me to move. Help me to stop when you want me to stop. Help me to just do the things that you are calling me to do. Because, Lord, I know without a doubt that you are calling me to serve you. You are calling me to bless you. And, Lord, help me to do that right now. Look at verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You will hear me say that time and time again, dear friend. You need to wait on the Lord. Let him open up doors in front of you, because he already has it in mind to do some great and magnificent things for you. So wait a minute and just let him do it. Now turn with me again to Matthew chapter 18, looking at the 21st verse to the 35th verse. The Bible says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Dear friend, Peter came to Jesus asking a very important question. It's a very important question because this is one of the biggest problems that individuals have, not just Christians, but also people who are not Christians. The biggest problem that human beings have is forgiving one another. it is so easy to sin against another person, you know, whether you sin against them with your mouth or with your actions and, you know, speaking negative things against your neighbor or doing negative things to them. However it happens, it just appears that it is so easy for us to not want to forgive, to hold grudges, to hold bitterness in our hearts against individuals. And so Peter came and he addressed a pivotal question, which I would say a turning point in the early church foundation, understanding the power of forgiveness. You see, Peter asked, he said, Jesus, you know, Rabbi, you know, Master, he said, how many times should I allow someone to keep hurting me? How many times should I sit there and allow someone to be unkind to me or to do all manner of things to me? You know, how many times should I forgive a person for hurting me? And he says, should I do this 7 times, you know? Jesus said, no, not just 7 times, but unto 70 times 7. Dear friend, it doesn't matter how many times someone has hurt you, whether it's a friend or a family member, you've got to be willing to forgive. You've got to be willing to let go. You've got to be willing to say, Mom, Dad, sister, brother, auntie, uncle, cousin, whoever it is, grandchild, I forgive you. I release you. I'm no longer holding a grudge against you. I'm no longer angry at you, but I'm releasing you, and I forgive you for what you have done to me. It's easy to hold a grudge, but God says, do not hold a grudge. Do not in any way allow the enemy of your soul to rob you of the blessing that God has for you. God has great blessings in store for you, dear friend. And tonight will be a short lesson, but I just want to encourage you, dear friend, to hold on. Allow God to bless you. Allow God to instruct you and understand that He wants you to forgive. And when you have some time, study Matthew chapter 18, verse 25 through 35, and I'll conclude with it, but you can read it when you have time. The last part of it says in verse 34 and 35, and verse 35, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So, look at verse 32. Then the Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? So, Jesus told the story of the parable of a servant. And when you get a chance, read this over. And the servant had a lot of debt, and his boss called him to pay the debt. And he begged him and pleaded with him and said, listen, I just don't have the money to pay you. I just do not have the money. And so his boss said, okay, don't worry about it. You know, you don't have to pay it back. But then that same person who had just been forgiven went, and someone else owed him money, and he told that person that if he didn't pay up, he was going to toss him into prison, and he did. And so someone who knew how much the boss had forgiven that guy went and told him about what he did, and his boss called him back and said, you know what, you are really wicked. You had all that debt, and I forgave you of that debt, and then when somebody else owed you, you did not want to forgive that person the way that I forgave you. And so Jesus turned around and called that guy wicked. Because just the way that we want God to forgive us, we must be willing, dear friend, to forgive others. So I'm talking about the power of forgiveness. God truly wants to forgive us. And he wants us to be willing to turn around and forgive someone else. Don't hold grudges. Don't hold anything in your heart against other people, but be willing to let it go. The story is told of a little girl in Bill Gothard actually mentioned this in his book, The Power of Spoken Blessings. He mentioned a little teenager who came for prayer, and she came up and he prayed over her. And she sent a little note back to him and said, "I'm so appreciative of the prayer that you prayed over me. It turned my life around." She said that while Bill Gothard was praying for her, that he spoke a blessing over her, and she had never been blessed before. And that spoken blessing over her caused a transformation in her heart. Another story is told about a young lady who had a bad encounter with her grandfather. Her mom had been hurt in a fire, and she was consoling her mom, and the grandfather came in and was very rude to her and flung her across the room. And she discovered something very powerful. She discovered that when she prayed for her grandfather and prayed a blessing over him, immediately the pain in her heart that she felt towards that grandfather who was mean to her, it immediately left. And so she learned a big secret, and that secret is that when someone hurts you or harms you, don't curse them, but bless them. In other words, the moment you release that anger out of your heart and that hurt out of your heart, then God can turn things around for you, and you will feel a release of those shackles that you have borne due to the anger that you have felt towards the person that hurt you. So, dear friend, I want you to understand that God loves you, he cares about you, and he wants for you to walk in the power of forgiveness. You can only walk through the power of forgiveness by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and by asking him to forgive you of your sins, and then turn around and let God use you for his glory and his honor. God bless you, dear friend. I want to remind you that our key verse is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to leave you with these thoughts. I want to leave you with these thoughts. Persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There is no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. Dear friend, I'm going to sign off early tonight, but I want you to know that God loves you very much. He cares about you, and this is your season to be blessed. Remember, forgive those who have harmed you, and allow God to do great things in your heart. Join me again tomorrow evening as we tune in with part two, The Power of Forgiveness. God loves you. God loves your family. Let me pray with you. Father, we just bless you. We honor you. We magnify your holy name, O God. I pray for your sons and your daughters that will hear this message. I pray for all those who understand that it is much easier to forgive than to hold malice in their hearts towards other folks. I pray right now, God, that you would truly move in a special way. Remember those that are sick. Remember those that need a touch from you. I know without a doubt, God, that you're able to help. I know without a doubt, God, that you're able to heal and deliver. And I pray, oh God, that you would truly touch right now. Move in a mighty way. Touch your sons and your daughters. Oh God, remember those with special prayer requests. oh God, for healing in their body. Special prayer requests for jobs and special prayer requests for their educational, oh God, goals. Lord, I know that you're able, oh God, to remember every family member that will hear this message. I know that you're able to remember, oh God, each and every one, oh God, that is seeking your face, seeking to be healed, seeking to be delivered, oh God. Touch right now, I pray. And Father, I thank you for being with us tonight for this special time of study. We give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God, and I thank you that this is their season to be blessed. Dear friend, if you have never understood anything, understand this, that God cares about you and that he has already sent his son and that truly he is worthy of all praise. Listen now to Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy the Lamb of God who shed his blood on Calvary. He came to take my sins away. He paid it all.
Worthy, the Lamb of God.
praise the Lord. That was Dijon. Worthy is the Lamb of God. I'm going to sign off early tonight. God bless you. I pray that the peace of God will be with your family. You were listening to Evangelist Faith Reed, and this is Vision. God bless you. Have a good night.
Mr. Summer, we're blessed till we're full. Me a running out of blessings are running down. Me a dead. Imagine close and dark, because it's over and over. What's it to be?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm in the priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, happier peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed. Then me wake up early this morning, outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later, the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody.